back to episode 15. Woo!
We took a little break.
Okay, let's get started, guys. So we're back with
Freshly Grounded. Yeah.
This one got...
This was very well received.
This one
and
got...
And, you know, we just decided it was time to reload it.
A lot of you guys gave us positive feedback, said it was your favourite episode, so we just said, you know what, F it, we'll just give you another episode.
We did thoroughly enjoy it as well.
Yeah, so. And we are not prepared, so this is the only thing we can do right now.
We are prepared, guys. Guys, I'm on it with the sound effects today.
All right. Oh my god, guys, before we even get into the video, let's talk about the Mariam Foundation and what the plans we have in about 2 weeks.
Pause the video. Aisha, is there any, like...
Is there any, like, serious sounds? That's not serious.
It's a charity. It's a charity.
It's a charity, bro. It's a bit scary now, mate. Enough of all of that, yeah.
All right, guys.
So the Mariam Foundation is basically a charity set up, and it's to basically help single mothers that are kind of like struggling financially, mentally, just basically like struggling all around. Because obviously we know that sometimes single mothers obviously struggle. So it's
sometimes
charity.
A lot of them are. Do you know what I mean? It's hard.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you disregarding everything that I just said?
she was agreeing.
No, but okay. You like sometimes.
No, I say not sometimes. A lot of them. Oh, okay. It's a very hard thing to do.
Pardon, guys.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, I was joking, guys.
You got in your pocket.
But nah. Anyway. No man. Anyway,
can I talk about the
say sorry?
No. Sorry.
We're not gonna cut. Yes.
Anyway, so what we are doing?
This is serious.
Serious. So a bunch of us content creators in about 2 weeks on the 26th of February are going to Kyle Mountain to raise money for the foundation. And we...
Actually, no, but this is actually serious, so stop.
Oh, sorry. We need you guys to help us. So the aim is to raise £60,000.
No, not just from us. But I mean, if you don't want to do that, then, do you know what I mean?
Well, obviously, yeah.
All we need is every subscriber to donate £2. That's it.
Do we have 30k?
Yes. Oh, that was a little shameless, like, celebration for us. Yeah, we hit 30k.
Relax.
Just another day, guys.
Not charity talk. Not charity talk, man.
Just another day. No. Honestly, though, guys, thank you for 30k.
Thank you very much.
Crazy milestone. It's a bit... Sorry, I'm flustered.
Yes. But what's more important than that, though, is that we're going to leave a link down below so you can literally donate, even if it's £1, anything you've got, guys. What?
The day this comes out is the day we're climbing.
It is!
Right?
No, it's not. We're sending this out this week.
You're right.
No, we're not.
No, we are.
This is coming out tomorrow.
Sorry, guys. Our schedule's a bit...
sorry, we are recording another video today. That's right. But anyways, so this is in 2 weeks' time. February 26th to 27th. We're actually staying a night. We're all going. There's going to be a lot of us. We're all trying to... You know what I mean? We're all trying to...
We're all coming together to raise money.
All of us are trying to raise 60k. I think we can exceed it. Inshallah, we exceed it.
Inshallah.
The link's going to be in the description. If you want to read more about it, it's going to be in the description. For you to donate, will be in the description. Share it to your nan, your dog, your uncle, your brother, your sister, your wives.
Your fish.
Your husband, your fish, your cat. Anyways.
And guys, remember... Giving charity does not decrease your wealth.
Yes.
And also... Allah will reward you. It's a great... Is it sadaqah when you give money?
Yeah.
I suppose it's zakah.
Yeah, it's part of the five. Yeah.
No, because I think there's different types of charity. Sadaqah is like, a smile is sadaqah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh. Yeah, you're
and
right.
Zakah, yeah, so give zakah, guys.
Zakah is, you have to,
like financially.
Anyways, guys, it is part of, like...
Your five pillars.
Anyways, yeah, it's part of your five pillars. So it is something you have to do, but you don't have to do it right now. But donating 10p, 20p, 30p will go a long way. Yeah, if 10 of you do it, well, that's a pound. You get it. So, do you know what I mean?
And it's for a really good cause, guys. For a really good cause as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God, let me actually tell you, okay, just to round it off, the kind of support that they're trying to raise money for is they're trying to like get like, you know, like mental support, funding, all of that stuff. So they're actually putting things in place to be able to help these mothers financially, emotionally, like mentally, like all of that. So yeah, read more about it, description below. And yeah, that's basically right. Back to the video. Let's do part two of the Freshly Grounded. You guys really enjoyed it, so we're just gonna do part two because
exciting.
We'll try not to read the ones that we try not to read the ones that we did in the last part. So guys, if you have ones that you already read before, I beg you, allow it.
Obviously,
don't just
I'm not trying to do that again. Can we start on my side today?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. My first one is. Oh, I like this one actually. Tell me something about your mother that you didn't appreciate until you became older.
About your mother?
Yeah.
Let me see.
What did I not appreciate?
Oh my God. You know, like when we were younger.
Younger.
I know our mothers don't really do it much now because we're all old.
My mother's crying, right?
No, I'm not.
I was shaking.
Oh,
I can see the tears already.
You know, I clocked about this podcast. Oh. I do a lot of story times. Y'all ain't really opening up and y'all ain't really sharing.
You just have no, but Aisha, that's actually you in real life as well.
One-sided. Yeah.
No, but that's you in real life as well. Like, you always have, like, you always open up, but when you do it, don't really do that. Yeah, so, until you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to change that? 2020?
Not really.
Do you want to tell them the story now?
Oh, sorry. Basically, you know, all of our mothers, how we were younger, they would cook every single day, like, without a doubt. You wouldn't hear a complaint from them. It's just something that they did, and, like, it was just, like, ingrained in them, and cleaning and everything, like, just daily. Mm. And it's something, as I got older, I just appreciate, because now I see
how hard it is. How is one mother holding the house on her back?
A whole family down.
No, but how are you making daily a new meal every single day?
Wallahi, no. I remember my mum used to do three-course meal. Meant like breakfast, lunch, dinner, like, do you get it? Like, every single day without a doubt. So Allahumma barak, like,
100%.
May Allah bless our mothers abundantly, because that is so crazy to me. That's not something I'm capable of.
Obviously, if you're a father out there and you've done that, we're also talking about you. Do you know what I mean? It's not just about mothers, but
this is about mothers now.
Like, this is
right
about
now,
mothers
take a back seat.
No, take a back seat.
Fathers, hold that.
Also, guys, as well, it's you're not going to laugh at me, but, like, just waking up in the morning to take your kids to school, because I can't lie, it's hard.
You know, I deep it till today. My mum's, because obviously I still have younger siblings.
Yeah, it's
for how many years has she been woken up at 7 o'clock to wake up the kids?
Do you know what I mean?
For
it's
how
difficult.
Many years? Like, it's crazy. She's not going to school, but she has to wake up as if she's going to school. Do you get it?
And then make breakfast and do all of that.
When you think about it is. Some people are going to feel like, bare minimum as a mother, you have to.
I know.
Like,
I'm not.
It's still hard.
It is, and not a lot of mothers do it. Like,
I don't even wake up 7:15 every day to pray Fajr. Like, I find that hard myself. Do you get it?
It's such a struggle.
Like, imagine. That shouldn't have been that was
crazy.
That wasn't a good one. Wake up for Fajr, man.
Everyone's got struggles, isn't it? It's true.
No, yeah,
shout
kids are
Mom,
a big...
She's the one who wakes me up, wallahi.
Oh, kids are a big responsibility. But, that's something I just have to admire about mothers. Waking up every day, taking kids to school, taking them back from school, doing the groceries, then doing the cooking, then maintaining the house. Oh,
you
my God.
You forgot the most important one.
24-hour
job. Mothers put their lives on hold for you. Like, deep it, like, they're not social. They haven't got, the, like, do you know what I mean? Like, they put themselves on a backseat for you. Do you know how mad that is?
They stop working.
Yeah, I can do that. Astaghfirullah, I'm lying.
She's not ready.
What? Okay, I'm not ready. Didn't have to anyone that. I didn't tell them that.
Moves takes off the heart today.
No, I'm joking.
Okay,
I'm joking.
Next question. This one's drama.
Oh my God, I have a question that, like, relates to this that's not even in the script. Off script.
Is it just me or is it so hot in here?
It's really hot, but I put it up to 30 degrees.
Why?
I'm really cold, man.
But you just said it's
cold
really hot
as well.
What do you think that you're feeling? Tell me. Because I don't think you're.
She said, what do you think you're feeling? Anyway, Aisha, go on.
Basically, I was going to talk about how this is a question to you lot, yeah? Open the floor. Do you feel like... do you feel like... Because this is how I feel, do you think it's a bit selfish to have children just to be a mother?
I think it's selfish.
What?
Yeah.
Like, to have children just to be like...
Just to feel the aesthetics.
For a baby fever or, like, just to have the aesthetics of feeling like a mother.
I think
or
it is.
Going through that experience of pregnancy. Like, do you think it's just a bit selfish to bring a life into the world?
As in, if they're not ready for it?
Well, basically, basically, a lot of people want to be mothers because, you know, like, oh, I have baby fever. Oh,
for the feeling of being a mother.
Oh, my God, I can't wait to have, like, a baby shower.
That's not selfish.
Stuff like that. No, as in, like, they're prioritising, like...
Because when the baby does come out, they are prioritising the baby.
No.
Let me put more perspective into it for you, yeah? For example, someone won't be financially stable or someone...
That's a different... Yeah, that's a different...
And they'll just have the baby to feel like a mother, even though their circumstances cannot cater to a baby right now.
Yeah, that's selfish,
though. Yeah, it is very selfish,
You should have said that in the question.
It's true, but... I feel like even without those circumstances, though, it is a bit selfish.
I feel like you're not going to have the baby for the baby if the baby's not there. What do you mean?
No, you would, though. I feel like if your life is, like, abundantly great, I would think to myself, rah, I want another life to experience this with me, like, this greatness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why is that selfish that you're bringing in the
No,
baby?
That's
no,
not selfish.
That's not selfish.
Oh, you look confused
selfish
with me if you are put blue hearts in the comment section.
Let me break down for you. Yeah. Okay, so imagine Instagram,
Yes.
There are people on Instagram saying, baby fever, oh my God, I can't wait to have a baby shower, and they only have a kid solely for that.
Yeah.
Solely
for
that
the
feeling
aesthetics.
Of... That's what I said.
Hey, no, that is selfish. Don't have a kid just for aesthetics.
Just to look good,
And another thing,
for bragging rights, basically.
people like will be married here and their marriage is like on the rocks and they'll have kids
just to sort the marriage out.
Exactly.
Sort out.
In an attempt to fix the marriage. Yeah, like yeah, that's no, so sad that's that you brought a child into the mix of something that's toxic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As in the child was doing nothing, it wasn't even born. Come on, man. It actually was
the child is just a bystander, like it did nothing to you.
Poor child, free the child. Anyways, guys, next one, because we're actually dragging this one. But I slammed the table like that.
I don't know.
Also, man, I feel very on edge because of the timing. I don't know why.
Why do you
feel
on edge?
We have like 20 minutes, yeah.
It's not a deep go.
See, I told you I'm on edge.
You shouldn't be on edge, bro.
This episode is going to be very short, courtesy of... I'm joking.
Guys, remember, when we ask these questions, I want to hear your thoughts. If you're not commenting down below...
Do that right now.
That scared me. That scared you. Put the blue hearts.
Because I'm blue.
Yeah.
I'm purple. Sorry.
Gee, you forgot.
All right, I've got two, but which one should I pick? Ip dip do the cat's got the flu. The mum's got the chicken pox. No. No.
So
Ip dip do the cat's got the flu. Mum's got the chicken pox.
Out goes you.
Out goes you. So you're out. If you were to start a new business today, what would it be?
Ooh.
Let me see what this was.
That one,
this is what it would have been, guys. Finish the sentence. When I'm double my age, I would like to be...
Boring.
You would like to be boring.
I don't know.
No.
I would like to be content.
Why are you answering the question that outgoes you?
Sorry.
What would you like to be then? Go on.
I said, I don't know.
Anyway, if you would start a new business today, what would it be? What's on the market right now? What's out there?
If I was to start a business, what would it be? Like, if someone just gave me money and was like, start
said,
a business.
Do it.
That's a good question.
Right? That's why out goes you. That's why.
What would I...
Aisha business? Idea? Venture?
I can't probably be an app or something. I feel like apps are very useful. Like,
I don't know what I would
That's
do.
Not a business, though.
That is.
No, an app's not a business. How do you sell
apps? That are making apps right now, that's a business.
No,
don't let
it
on your ground.
I'm talking about something that you can sell. Like, you can sell apps.
Yeah. A lot of apps you have to buy, you know that. It's just the ones that we have are free.
Oh, as in you'd make an app that people have to basically
also you do realize. By the way, you do realize apps still make money.
Yeah, for
you're
example,
telling me
TikTok.
Snapchat is free. It still makes a lot of money.
I'm thinking about things you can sell. You guys are thinking outside the box.
Yeah, okay.
But in terms of that, actually, you're right because Bear Apps here have been telling me, oh yeah, free trial, pay for the free trial, blah blah, blah, and then I forget.
Oh,
and end
I
the
know
free
what
trial.
I would do with my money. I would do an all-girls gym, but to the point where it's literally, like, all girls, like, cameraman, security man, everything, like, all girls.
She was a cameraman.
Because we go to all-girls gym,
but you're
allowed female flipping, what do you call them, personal trainers inside. The cameras
male
are running. Male personal trainers inside. The cameras aren't running. There's a man behind the screen.
Yeah.
I can't walk in without passing the male section.
The male cleaners coming into the female changing room.
It doesn't make sense. So that's what I actually do.
Also, more female spas, because why is it the ones that I go to
give
are like extortionate prices? Just because it's only females. I beg you allow it.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Okay, we all answered. So next.
Just chaos for females, please. Anyway, Aisha.
Female-only spaces.
Guys, did you see how Adele was like, oh, if more than anything, I'm proud to be a female artist. So she got so much hate. Like, come on! Like, you lot are giving me a headache.
Why can't she be proud of her gender? Same way that you're proud to be gender-neutral, I can be proud to be female.
Have you heard about the thing where they want to scrap the word mother and they want to make it a birthing person?
So now all the people that wanted to be mothers for aesthetics can't. God damn.
I can't even be a mother in
peace. I'm a birthing person.
Get out.
I can't, like, that sounds like an experiment. Like, oh yeah, you're a birthing person. Like, it feels like an experiment. Like, I'm in a lab.
I feel like it's very, like, not even, it's a bit dehumanizing.
It is
like,
dehumanizing.
And it's a bit, you're like shipping me of my rights.
I feel like I'm in a lab.
I swear to God, I don't care if this gets me cancelled. Anyone can say whatever they want. Like, she could call herself whatever she wants and you lot are not allowed to get, like, angry.
Yeah, facts.
The same way...
We can't say anything about you being gender neutral.
Yeah, if you identify as a woman, why
are you not allowed
at being called a mother? Hear this, dude. Yeah, I am being called a bourbon person. I'll be very wrong.
I'm not being called a... Yeah.
Okay. So is it my turn?
No,
it's your turn.
Just,
oh shit.
Guys, they're not sponsoring us, but Fanta has a new thing where it's like, what's the flavour? It's blue, it looks so nice, but so dead.
Do this one. That's interesting.
Do I seem like I need validation?
Yes.
Yes.
Me?
Yeah.
I was talking about myself.
Are you talking about me?
No, but I only think that I only think that because your love language is words of affirmation.
Yeah, I require that from my
love
partner.
You.
But it didn't say about who though, so I could mean another one.
Do I seem like I'm asking a question to you?
Hello. It doesn't say who though. So Aisha's partner, if you're out there, tell her that she's beautiful, please.
Yeah, I need to be told that. So I'm asking you, do I seem like I need validation?
Not gonna lie, you actually do. I'm gonna be honest.
Sure. I feel like somebody
has asked
the
question.
Who?
This girl singing in the background. Anyway,
you have this serious podcast and you're singing. Oh, wait. Dismissing my point of view.
Anyway, I don't think you do. I'm
so
gonna
you
be
do
honest.
Need
bad-
yeah, I do. For this question, yes.
That's what validation means, but okay.
Oh shit,
that's what validation means.
Someone
can go to the dictionary. They're gonna break Pirate Studio.
Right. Guys, we don't have time for this.
Okay.
Sorry.
Aisha, I don't think you do need validation. Okay. I'm gonna be honest. I feel like you're your own person. I feel like you're a strong, black, independent woman who needs no man and no one to tell her who she is.
Do you wanna leave me, bro?
Yeah, man.
Let's come outside. guys, seriously. Okay, answer. Let me answer for you lot then.
Go on then.
Let me think, Muna Dario.
Why is your hand behind?
Go on. We're having a moment.
Okay.
Go on.
I won't give you a full massage either.
I don't think you do, but sometimes you do.
No, I don't. Okay, yeah. Tell me why.
So sometimes when you have like a really different opinion, you have to convince us.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's okay.
I want you to believe me. I just want belief.
Yeah.
I want belief.
And the
so
same
technically,
with her as well.
So technically, I don't need validation, so but I want my points to have validation. So I want my speech
you
to have validation.
You have worded it incredibly well.
Yes.
Mm. You have.
I have.
You should be a thesaurus.
Mm.
You should be.
Okay.
Spell thesaurus.
Do it, Ali.
Yo.
You spell thesaurus.
Yo, mom can't
spell
it.
Yeah, you spell thesaurus.
Wallahi, your mom
go
can't spell it.
Go to the mic.
Why is it Wallahi for? Mom at college.
Why are you actually saying Wallahi for? Mom at ESOL classes.
Just
lock out.
You're not going to
lock out.
Your mum went there too,
you left. Your mum went ESOL.
Your mum went ESOL.
Your
mum got ESOL, bruv. Thank you,
Lala. Didn't even complete it. She didn't complete the course.
Don't stop.
She got pregnant in the middle of the year.
Do you need to outgrow in your environment?
Yes.
What do you do daily to exercise your mental health?
Everything.
Nothing.
What is the biggest small thing that you could do today?
We did that already.
What?
We did that already.
What is the biggest small thing that I could do today?
When I think of me and Allah, I feel...
We did that already.
Do you think I am where I want to be in life?
No.
What is weighing heavy on your heart right now?
Everything.
Oh. What's stopping you from complimenting others?
Nothing.
Pride.
I compliment everyone. Aisha, swallow your pride, bro.
Guys, I've been told I will never compliment a man.
Okay, no, men don't deserve rights.
They do.
Your father
is
your
my son.
Uncle, your brother. My father's my your mother's my daughter.
You know. Listen.
But I can't lie though. No, the thing is though, Aisha, is that I've learned recently, that men actually need compliments. Like they actually need
it. I know,
it.
That's why they will not get it.
But I'm gonna be honest, I don't like complimenting men. Like, why do you need me to do that?
I'm just waiting to carry on my
stuff. Why do you need? Sorry.
Never for real, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yo, I love you. Shout out to Hanan.
Hanan!
We
met a beautiful school at Hanan today.
Shout out to Hanan.
Wait, why'd you mention
what?
Hanan?
Oh my god.
Sorry, man.
I said I like complimenting girls and I said,
what are you struggling to let go of that no longer serves you?
YouTube, I'm joking. I'm joking, guys.
I just thought that.
What the hell? YouTube, you don't know where I'd be, guys.
Why are you lying? Yes. That was a
good one, I can't lie.
What does patience mean to you? What does patience mean to you?
Patience is a virtue. What's the win you could really do with right now and why? What's a win you guys could really do right now? Like, you could really do with it.
A win?
Yeah.
Money.
Mm,
yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
Guys, just sponsor us.
Money.
A big life change, like
not a normal sponsor piece.
But guys, isn't it so weird, yeah? How like money actually determines everything.
It just solves so many problems.
It's so sad for people that just don't have access to it and don't have access to opportunities.
Yeah, no, that is.
It's
kind of
so
sad. To be honest, guys, even though money doesn't bring you happiness, it brings opportunities to give you happiness.
Yeah.
So.
Funny.
You're gonna air it. Anyways.
No.
So I can't lie. I want money, and that's all I want in life. And. that will bring me happiness through other ways.
I'm going to be so honest, guys, yeah? And you lot are going to be like, Mooney, you're such a liar.
I know you're lying already.
Don't want money. I do want money, of course. Yeah. Wallahan lying, guys. I obviously do want money and I do want wealth, yeah? But I would rather somebody who does not have anything, like if, okay, let me not bring God into it, but like if there's an opportunity, whatever, for me to get something and for someone else to get something who's on like a worser end of the stick, I'd rather them get it because alhamdulillah, I'm at a right place right now. Do you get it? I'm actually content. Do you
get it? I agree with that.
But for somebody who's like from like, just from somewhere that they can't get any opportunities at all, and there.
But that's the kind of happiness you'll get out of having money yourself because you can help people.
Yeah, that's but if it was a choice between me or other person, take that, man. Hold that, please. Like, I'm actually okay. But I do want money. So, sponsor me.
Sponsor us. I
struggle. They don't. My favourite struggle.
How do you have a favourite struggle? Yeah, like.
You can't have a favourite
struggle. Don't even ask that question.
Actually, because you're
not
going to
know what that means. Don't ask that. She's not going to know what it means.
That's
spell minimalist.
Say wallahi, mum can spell it. Say wallahi, she can spell it. That's what I thought. Let's start there.
Anyway,
Somalia was the first country in the world to have a university.
A lie?
What's Sudan saying?
Wallahi, that's a lie.
And they all came to London. So you're the first country. Say wallahi, that's a lie.
Muslims.
I say you were.
No, we weren't. Muslims were they.
Let me ask you this because you feel a lot of things. When was the last time you faced a fear and how did you feel afterwards?
I don't face my fears, I'll be honest.
Okay, Aisha. But you're kind of fearless, I can't lie.
Not really.
Aisha, guys. Not really. Let me tell you about Aisha, yeah? If you're doing something very dangerous, Aisha's the first one to be like, yeah, let's do it.
I live life on the edge.
She does.
Because you know what?
But she doesn't want to go on a hike.
Oh, no, but that's what she's done already, do you
three get? Times, matter of fact, the same place.
Listen,
she said, shout out Mariam.
That's the foundation.
That's literally the foundation. Oh. Let me finish my point, guys, yeah? Life is about living it on the edge because you know what? You only live once, and when you die and you haven't experienced life to the fullest, you're gonna suddenly regret it.
Mm. I literally told you trifling ass bitches. The girls that get it, and the girls that don't.
They don't. Anyways, yeah. So one of my fears is like the ocean and like water activities, but I totally did that shit. Didn't I?
You did.
Yes, but
you did.
Thank you.
Anyway.
But what did you do? Sit on the sidelines.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's because
on the beach.
That's because I had a traumatic experience and I didn't want to experience it again.
So really? You don't face your fears?
No, I already faced it. Oh, you're right. I didn't face my fear.
She didn't.
That's your fear, though.
That's my fear, guys. You know, I almost got swept away into the ocean.
Oh, my God. Flashed away.
This is actually Samsung's fault. Why is she letting you...
Flashed away.
Samsung didn't know. What'd you say?
She said you look like a rat.
Why is it my joke? It was your joke, actually. She's to her. She meant it.
Why is everyone claiming it? Why is that? Calm down.
I know she said it.
Said it to you then.
She tried to say it was about her. You said it was your joke.
Anyway, guys.
I know.
But Ash, you're a snake because we said it about her.
She's moved. She's flipping it. It's about her.
Wallah, she didn't tell you. I said,
Anyway, guys, let me tell you how I got flushed away. I think I was telling you guys already. I jumped off a cliff into the ocean in Wales, and the wave swept me into the rocks, and I've got bear marks on my arms that you can't see. But yeah, I've got battle scars, guys.
She's lying. She's got eczema.
I'm not men, bro. Imagine being a man and having eczema. So go back to other videos, guys.
Can you tell a bit off it this episode? Sorry, man.
Yeah, man. It's been 2 weeks, man.
Man, I'm tired.
They're going to love this. I know it.
Anyway.
I'm tired of this.
This is a good one.
Go on.
What part of your present will you miss the most?
Oh, my age. I was going to say my youth.
Yeah, the youth. Just not having responsibilities.
Like, yeah.
Responsibilities?
Not I feel like time is honestly passing us by. And as we get older, adulting is hitting me in the face, like.
To be honest, we are adults.
Hit the nail
on the... literally adults.
On the head, bro. But yeah, like, I'm trying to be an adult.
Guys,
you
I have
literally
one.
Are one. That's what's bad.
That's my point. I'm not trying to be one. That's so sad.
But we are still at that age where we don't actually have to be an adult yet.
Still got a bit of time.
Yeah. I have like a year left in me.
Guys, I've got about 10 years left in me. Man said a year. I wish,
Muna, don't be that girl.
10 no, years. I honestly.
32. Pushing 40.
Muna, okay. Don't be that girl.
Why not?
Muna?
Muna's pushing 46 in her yard. Yeah? Teaching her mum ESOL classes.
How to spell minimalist M? her birthing figure.
No, but guys, I just want to have fun until I'm 30, man.
Fun doesn't stop.
I feel like my adulting years, like, I want it to start at 30, man. Like,
it does, 20s. Though. Your best years is 33. That's why we're all that age in general.
33? Odd number.
We're all going to be 33 in general. Apparently, that's, like, the best years.
Why did I think it was 25? Read the wrong message.
She's going to hell. You're stopping her.
No, but guys, like, I just want to, I want to be 20 something. I don't want to be 20 something. It's still in my head about, like, I want to be my 20 somethings for a long time. I want to have fun in them. Anyway.
What's a win you could really
do? That is so rude.
That's what we just did.
You said anyway.
Anyway.
What are you preventing yourself from feeling? What?
I said I want to have a good one for the last 10 minutes. When was the last time you experienced happiness at 100%?
Never. Okay.
At
100%? 100% is a big number.
It. Guys, this is the one. This is the thing that we asked the other day. I don't know if we've done it on the podcast, but when someone asked us, was like, oh, when was the last time you cried of happiness? And I said, I've never cried of happiness. I've never had that happiness to the extent.
Why don't
I
remember
cried.
This podcast? Was I there?
I think you were watching someone else.
No, I think it was Rafiq. And he was asking us to, and you were praying or something.
Oh.
So shout out Rafiq, but dish.
Cried of happiness.
I don't think I've ever cried of happiness, you know?
Never cried of joy.
Never cried. Like, when have I ever been happy to the extent where I've cried? Never.
Yeah,
that's
kind of sad.
But then again, we are young.
No. In the same breath, I've been happy a lot of times. It's just I've never cried of happiness. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not ungrateful. Overjoyed. I'm very happy. I'm very content. But I've never cried of happiness.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I feel like you only cry of happiness once you've, like, been through, like, lows to actually experience the proper happiness.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you might cry of happiness when you become a birthing person.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Birthing person.
When you become
a
mother.
Yeah. I feel like babies are actually ugly though. Like, newborns are clapped. I will not cry when I give birth, bro.
You will, trust me.
They're clapped.
You will probably cry out of pain.
Oh, yeah. No, but that's pain, not happiness.
The joy of it being over.
Oh, do you know how rude it is for us to push out a baby in this small hole? Wait, that's not PG, is it?
It's dilated, sister. It's not that big.
Oh, is it dilated? Oh, it's dilated.
We're having a size lesson, guys.
It gets that big.
Sorry, man. You tuned in for a podcast. You came to a size lesson.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No, but it's still...
Shout out A-level biology.
Key stays free by
size. Somalis have massive heads. Oh, my goodness. Oof. Anyway,
guys, baby
fiction. I was a cute baby. Anyway, guys, we have 3 minutes left.
That Instagram you posted literally made me smile.
Thanks, guys.
Insert picture.
Allahumma back. Insert picture.
Thanks, guys. I did it from
behind the card. Yeah.
I got that from Kalo's story.
So you're gonna say I got that from my mother?
Got it from her too. But yeah. I got it from Kalo's story. He posted. Oh my god, he looks so cute. He was like.
Oh yeah, that was
cuter.
Bless his, mine was cuter though.
Any girl that posts is always cuter than a man.
True, because men did not done the rights.
Head off.
And on that note,
anyways, on that note, man, it's been your boy. It's been your boy Aisha.
It's been your boy Dua.
And it's been your boy Muna.
Muna, I stole that from you because you used to start it.
I used to always start it, but it's fine. You can start it now.
Sorry, do that again.
It's been your boy Dua.
It's been your boy Aisha.
It's been your boy Muna.
And we're back.
We're actually gone.
Now, guys, make the effort for us to actually post every single week. Yeah,
please pray
it's been
for
a bit
us
hard.
Because we are struggling. We are very. What's the word?
We want our own space.
We're at
guys.
The low point of our YouTube career right now. We need to.
At the low, it's the highest, but our motivation is at
we're
the
lowest in the room.
Give me a. Oh,
hey. The first one.
And your mom still can't spell motivation.
You can't spell minimalist.
No. Yes, and on that note, goodbye.
And you thank you so
much. Oh my god, Freshie Gallery, thank you for sponsoring this video. Goodbye.
You didn't.
Your mom can't spell ESOL.
Your mom can't even do ESOL, bro.
Your mother is a birthing person.
Your father?
Is my
it's
son.
A birthing, it's a birthing a company.
Birthing co-parent.
Birthing bystander. Person. Birthing bystander.
Okay. But your father
birthing,
doesn't deserve rights.
Birthing,
he doesn't.
Steward.
Steward.
Shout out to Wembley, man.
Imagine if they actually called it a birthing steward, like just there, like, operating. Yep.
Okay, guys. Yep. Should we go?
Yeah, let's go.
Time to get in that cabin, just call it there.
Yeah.
I'm
Those of you who are listening on Spotify right now, you will be hearing Aisha speaking as a radio host and presenter of the Diary Room podcast.
Live.
With me, I have Muna Dhir.
Yes, I am here with Aisha on Capital Extra 1. We are going to be going live in about 2 minutes. So, guys, send in your favourite songs. Yes. We're going to try and play the top 100 hits.
We have incredible performances from Dua Ali herself.
Dua Ali is a stand-up comedian and she's going to tell her best jokes.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the show with my co-hosts, Muna and Aisha.
So, today we are going to be... What am I doing?
You're telling your best jokes because you're a comedian.
So, yes. Joke today, guys. I really want a quiet, quiet background. So, I just want everybody to focus. So, look to your left...